So we're holding a Klal Tes Sif Yudalid on page Resh Mem Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch Chofetz Chaim says, "Im Nase Davar LeRuvein Shloi Kahigin." If something is done to Reuven improperly, Ach LeNoydale MiYosalei Zedavar. Reuven doesn't know who's the one who did this to me. Uvo Reuven Zev Shal LeShimon, and Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, Mi asali esadavaze? Who did this thing? Who hurt me? Af shehu meivin sheRuven choishda baze. Even though he figures, if Reuven is coming over to ask him who did that, that he suspects Shimon of doing. Nevertheless, also legalus leHashem ha'isa. He's not allowed to say who really did it. Af shu ma'atzma. Even if he knows mamish, he saw himself who did it. Rab Yochshiv loy ani lo yasisi esadavar. I didn't do it. Unless it's something that if I see that it's a guy who he's thinking of doing business with him, stole from him, so then I have an obligation to go and tell Reuven about it, and therefore, if I even have an obligation to say it, if he asks me, and he thinks I did it, of course I'm supposed to tell the person that the real one who really did it, as long as it fills the conditions that he mentioned. Commotion is bar. Ryan Shom Hate, if you could call us first and discourage Shom Kur Chayim, Bainly Nidina, Bainly Nidaspani, Shai Gambaze. Okay. Viata Nova Lova Air, Mashinich Sholim Bozahar Bibni Odom. And now the Chavetz Chaim says, I'm going to give an example of something that people, that it's common that people are Nichsholim. And from this, a guy with brains will be able to apply this to other cases. Somebody comes and brings merchandise to sell. A lot of people come. As he sees, he had some good stuff. He says, look, I want to buy this from you. Put this aside. I'm going to come back with money. And he asks him, please don't sell this merchandise to anybody else. Save it for me. I'll go bring the money. I'm going to get the money now. And then what happens is somebody else comes and he sees the good merchandise, good price. And he starts nudging, come on, sell it to me. Minisratzalahem. And look, you know, money talks, nobody walks. So he sees the money and he gives in and he sells it to the second guy. And then when the first guy comes back and says, where's the merchandise? Who meshivai, ployni ba, you know, Shimon came. Well, Yisi writes a loss, but I didn't want to sell it to him. He just threw out the money and he took the goods. Well, in his so easy writes the scatter team. I didn't want to fight with him, so therefore I accepted it. Over alav in such a case, for snitching on Shimon, you're over an isa the rice of rechilus. Hagam sha'av legadola oisa oisai shehifti losis leisaschar shviar rishay. Even though Shimon acted improperly, it was wrong for him to nudge the guy, to beg him, to cajole him and nudge him into selling. It's wrong for him to do that. However, once he did it, the deal is a deal. And even if Reuven would go to Bezdin and try to get the goods back, he would not win. Because even though he said, I'll sell it to you, that doesn't make a deal. And therefore, Lemaisa, Shimon is the rightful owner. Shimon, Reuven would not have a right to take it back from Shimon. And snitching on Shimon is not going to accomplish anything. The only thing that's going to help is that now Reuven is going to hate him. This is true rechilus. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. That's if the storekeeper was honest and he says, I really didn't want to sell it to him. He was nudging me. So then he's only over and he said, the Raisa of Rechilis. The other guy didn't nudge him so much. And the seller didn't tell him, you know, I made up already with somebody else. But the guy was afraid. Oy vey, maybe the other guy's not going to come back.
That's true.
And I'm going to get stuck. So therefore, he went ahead and sold it. So that the first guy shouldn't be angry at him. The guy says, hey, you're not an honest person. You gave me your word, you're going to sell it to me, and you sold it out. He takes off the blame. And he says, what can I do? The guy nudged me and nudged me. I told him I wanted to sell it to you. It is too excessive, this sin. Not only is he a rochil, but he's a mitzvah shemra. And all the lavin, and this is very interesting, lashon of the Chafetz Chaim, because the Chafetz Chaim brought, I think, close to 30 different assays and los assays that could apply to lashon hara. And the Chafetz Chaim, we know, was very medagdek in his words, and he says many times, he says, and it applies many of the yisurim that I said in the psicha. And here he says, "V'shayech boy." All the lavin and asayin that it says in the psicha would apply to this case. This is like a unique case. And it's very careful not to tell who did actually buy it. Even if the seller is going to take all the blame, and he says, he didn't even know that you made up to make the deal. I didn't tell him. I'm the guy who's the bad guy. That guy, Reuven, that he bought the goods, totally innocent. He says, nevertheless, it's also to say, Ki rogil hu ma'oid shafila boifin zeh yachnes sinna b'liba alakech sheni. Sheyach shavolo sheyor d'chayiv. Because the Chafetz Chaim, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, says, that's the way human nature is. Human nature is, that guy now has this great deal, that he has this great bargain on the computer that I was going to have, and I see him going around selling those things, mamish making big bucks, and I should have made that money. So he still looks at that guy and is upset with that guy. He's totally innocent? That doesn't matter. That's the way we are. So that's what Dr. Chofetz Chaim tells us. And therefore he says it's an Issa Deraisa to tell who actually bought the goods, even though you're taking full blame and you're saying the guy didn't even know about it. He says, because Shafila Boyfin Zeh, Ki Rogil Hu Ma'oid, it's very common. Shafila Boyfin Zeh, Yachnis Sinna Beliba Alakeh Hashemi, Sheyach Shavolov Shu Yorad Lachayev, Rav Yoshel Aymechestam, Ani Machatia, Pishkogel Acher. I'm sorry, I did wrong, I sold it to somebody else. Vida, the Chomash Ksavna Besefe Zeh, meaning goodless here's from Lashon Hara. Haina Lamisha who had died in the following Secha. Who is all this entire Sefer? Because this is the end. Now he's ending the Sefer except for his two addendums. He says, the Chol Mashik Asaf to be Sefer Zeh, that the Isra of Lashon Hara, Haina Lamisha who died in the Klam Ami Secha. Avol Oysan HaNoshim, HaKoyfrim B'Toyris Hashem, Afilu Rak Bo Yisachas, Hal Igim Al Diri Chazal. You have to remember, Chavetz Chaim lived in the era of the Maskilim, and the era of this Yisvetsia, never could pronounce the name, and in the era of the ones that were mamish, fought to destroy Yiddishkeit, and unfortunately, they were very successful in a great manner. So there was mamish a tremendous sinner that they had to the Frum Yidden, right. And they worked so hard with the government, everything. If you listen to the history of the time, they worked mamish to break down Yiddishkeit. So the Chafetz Chaim says you should know. But those people who are koyfer b'teres Hashem, hafilu rak bo yisachas, umaligim midivrei Chazal, and they ridicule Chazal. Mitzvah lefarsim daitam akizevus leini hakoyel. It's a mitzvah to say they're crooked, they're corrupt. Deya kedesh leyilmedu mimasei amaroyim, so that people should not learn from their evil ways. Tomu haklolim hilchas yisuri lashon hara v'filus. And then the Chafetz Chaim says he has two more examples to give after he finished the Sefer. So you shouldn't feel that he's burdening us. It's interesting to note that Rav Hillel Zaks-Shlita said over, was talking about, you know, the Chazal that say that people say to the other animals say to the Nochash, what gain is there in Lashon Hara? And Rav Hillel Zaks was saying, the truth is, that sometimes, you know, it may not be finger-licking great, finger-licking delicious when a person says Lashon Hara, but sometimes it is, there is a certain degree of geschmack in saying a Lashon Hara. Oh, and he said that the Chafetz Chaim used to say, and his father told the Chafetz Chaim used to say, that when Chafetz Chaim heard Lashon Hara, he really almost vomited. Oh, he almost felt like he was going to, he was nauseous. You know, it's like, that was his natural reaction to hear something negative, not nice, about someone all that. Mamish made him feel nauseous. And he really said, so he was saying, Ravil was saying, you know, we're not like that, that we have actually a physical, like, revolting. I mean, you can imagine, Chafetz Chaim is saying, sometimes, you know, some of us have experienced a child throws up and it's really a bad mess, and you come there and, ooh, you know, you really, that's what it means to feel that you want to throw up. And he said that he physically used to feel that, like, to throw up when he would hear a Lashon Hara. He said also the Chafetz Chaim in later years was hard of hearing. And it was very difficult many times to communicate. You really had to stand right next to him and to speak very loud. And he was explaining that in the table in the Chafetz Chaim's house, it was like a long plank, you know, on legs, and that was the table. Chafetz Chaim was at one end, and people were at the other end. And even the people who sat right next to him, Chafetz Chaim didn't hear. But he said, the mice, his father said countless times, if anybody on the table anywhere would say something that was negative, the Chafetz Chaim would immediately say, Lama zingen zmiris, let's sing zmiris. He said, even though the Chafetz Chaim didn't sing zmiris that much in the house, but when that would come up, like, he would be able to smell, sense, I'm not sure what exactly, but if Lashon Hara was being said, he would know about it.